This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. More than 100,000 people have fled Rafah in southern Gaza as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vows to widen Israel's assault despite a U.S. warning. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The United Nations says about 110,000 people have fled Rafah in southern Gaza, and food and fuel supplies in the area are critically low, and all crossings into southern Gaza remain closed, cutting off supplies and preventing medical evacuations and the movement of humanitarian staff. Some 1.3 million Palestinians, over half Gaza's population, had sought refuge there. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Thursday that a U.S. threat to withhold some weapons would not deter Israel from expanding its offensive in Gaza. A limited Israeli operation earlier this week captured the Gaza side of Rafah's border crossing with Egypt, throwing relief operations into crisis. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A combat helicopter was seen firing into northern Gaza on Friday. The scene was captured in an area of southern Israel bordering northern Gaza, where hundreds of thousands of Palestinian civilians had fled from the ongoing combat. The UN General Assembly is expected to vote on Friday on a resolution that would grant Palestine new quote-unquote rights and privileges and call on the Security Council to favorably reconsider its request to become the 194th member of the United Nations. The United States vetoed a widely backed council resolution on April 18th that would have paved the way for full United Nations membership for Palestine. But unlike the Security Council, there are no vetoes. This is VOA News. Chad has ordered the immediate deployment of troops to maintain peace after provisional results of Monday's elections. Moki Edwin Kendezka reports from neighboring Cameroon.
According to the provisional results, transitional president General Mahamat Dewji is the official winner with 61.3% of the votes, more than the 50% needed to avoid a runoff. Members of the opposition and the public say they are surprised ANC published the figures in 3 days instead of 15 days after the voting as stated in the electoral code. Moki Edwin Kinzuka, VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
The third week of testimony in Donald Trump's hush money trial is drawing to a close. It comes after jurors heard the dramatic, if not downright steamy, account of Stormy Daniels' alleged sexual encounter with the former U.S. president. Meanwhile, prosecutors are gearing up for their most crucial witness, former Trump attorney Michael Cohen. An Australian study claims China's monitoring of global internet users' online habits extends far beyond the popular social media app TikTok to numerous other platforms and even online games. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
The Australian Strategic Policy Institute, a research organisation that receives funding from the Australian government and others overseas, said in a May 2 report that Beijing's propaganda chiefs are forging ties with Chinese tech companies to gather personal data from a wide range of social media apps or platforms and popular online games. They include ride-sharing app Didi, the action game Genshin Impact, and Temu, the popular online marketplace. Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
Iranians are voting on Friday in a runoff election for the remaining seats in the country's parliament after hardline politicians dominated March balloting. People in 22 constituencies across the country will elect 45 representatives from a pool of 90 candidates, 15 of whom are considered moderate. In the capital, Tehran, 16 representatives will be chosen from 32 candidates, all hardliners. Final results are expected on Monday, though counts in smaller constituencies are likely before that. Iran's parliament plays a secondary role in governing the country. Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has the final say in all important state matters. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.